What's good?
Oh, you're a parent, right?
So, yes. Apparently.
Two children, not just two, one, but two.
Yeah, I did it twice.
Yeah, so parents, you know that traveling with kids on airplanes can be difficult. Like, just keeping them occupied and engaged during the flight is one thing, but what about traveling with a newborn? You just pray the entire time that they don't cry, right?
Literally, people will make packages for other people on the plane, like earplugs and
so nice.
Candy or whatever, just saying, I'm sorry, I know this is going to be terrible, but yeah. I have to.
Well, this poor new father, his name is Reuben Swift. He flew from Cleveland, Ohio to Phoenix, Arizona to pick his daughter up that he was recently granted custody of. So it was a big moment for him. He was confident that he coordinated with Frontier Airlines to make sure that he had all the required documents for his baby to fly with him. Like, for example, a note from the hospital clearing the baby for air travel. That was most important because it's a newborn, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's very important.
And a birth certificate to know that the baby is his. That's also very important. But when he got to the airport, this is where it gets kind of crazy. The airline wouldn't let him board because the policy of Frontier Airlines says that the baby has to be at least 7 days old. And the baby wasn't 7 days old. So he asked for his money back. They said, we can give you the money back, but it'll take 7 days to process.
Oh, for the love.
I know. Okay. Just a lot of red tape for this poor guy. He also had no money to really like rent or get a hotel room for that amount of time or rent a rental car to drive from Phoenix, Arizona to Ohio. That's a lot of gas money. It's a lot of
time. And also, you should never make that drive.
Especially with a newborn. Right. No. Okay. So a whole lot of red flags here. So that's when a Good Samaritan stepped in that he met at the Banner University Medical Center who helped take care of his baby. Her name was Joy Ringhofer. She offered to take the father and the newborn baby to her house. She fed them, rocked his baby, made sure the newborn was totally taken care of until the baby was 7 days old. Oh. Reuben said, quote, we're two different colors, and she opened up her door, and it was never an issue. My color was never an issue. She loves my baby. She held her. My baby was with her all night. Who does that? The best part about this story is that now he considers Joy to be the grandmother of the baby.
My mother's not crying.
It was so sweet. So that's your feel-good story for today. Aw.